How did you and Poppy meet?
It was close to New Year's Eve in 1946, and he was invited to a party, and someone said, Raisy doesn't have a date. I'll fix you up. And that was our first date at a New Year's Eve party. It was almost a blind date.
How old were you?
I was 16 years old.
And then did you start dating since then?
We started dating slowly but surely. It got a little more serious, and we were dating 4 years before we got married. And my grandchildren always say, I never had an engagement ring. How did you get engaged without a ring? So I always tell them at the time we were married 50 years and 55, see, you get engaged without a ring and we're still married.
How did he propose?
We just kind of decided we were dating long enough, and we both kind of decided he really didn't propose, that we wanted to be married.
What was your wedding like?
Oh, we had a beautiful wedding in Chicago at the Belmont Hotel, and it was very festive and very beautiful, and everyone had a good time. It was loads of fun and a lot of dancing. Years ago, everyone had an orchestra. There was no DJs. It was just a band. And this band happened to bring in their friends who didn't have, a date that night. They weren't working. So it must have been like an eight-piece orchestra. It was very beautiful.
Do you guys always live in Chicago?
Yes, we were born and raised in Chicago, raised our children in Chicago, and 37 years ago we moved to Niles, and that's where we are now, but we've always been in Chicago.
How many times did you move?
We moved 3 times. This is our third time.
And what were the places?
First, we lived in an apartment, and they call it Palmer Square, and my two older daughters were born there. And when the second one was born, Roberta, my husband and I slept in the dining room on a folding bed, and the two kids had the bedroom. And then 4 years after that, we bought a house, and two girls had a bedroom. And then my son was born there, and he had his own bedroom.
How many years have you guys been married?
67 years in October.